from their new album, The Speed of Sound. That is Manchester, England.
Last orders. Last orders. Last orders.
Museum.
Last orders.
Of tomorrow.
Last orders. Last orders. Last orders.
What's the name of the song?
Last orders. Last orders. Last orders.
Oh, yeah. The song's called Last Orders. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamac. We are 1 hour in and three to go. But before I get into anything else, I should tell you what else was in that set of music. Before the Museum of Tomorrow, how about the Jam? Played some Jam with Beat Surrender. Also, Sorrow's in there from the Love Too Late album, the real album, recently released on the Big Stir record labels with Play This Song on the radio. So Arthur Alexander, I did that for you. I played this song on the radio. The Knack in there from their 1979 album, Get the Knack. Doug Feiger would have been 69 years old today. Played Good Girls Don't. Gets us to where we are now. Yeah, we are just past the top of the hour. A couple things I want to remind you of. First and foremost, the coronavirus hasn't gone away. So if you've been vaccinated, that's awesome, but you still have to be safe. Seriously, putting distance between yourself and others is still very critical in slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here's just some ways to stay in contact without that physical contact part. You can send a text. You can set up a video conference. I know, we're all at all screened out, but maybe make a post on social media. You can also dedicate a song on the radio. You can do that at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, keep in mind, if you have symptoms of a fever, a dry cough, shortness of breath, you should be calling your healthcare provider before going into their office, your office, the grocery store. You know what I'm saying. For more information, go to coronavirus.gov. Because if we all do our part, that's all of us do our part, we'll try to get this thing under control. Brought to you by the Ad Council and your good friend, the Moxster, here at WRCT. You know, Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAC or spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. You know, it was this week back in 1983, so what's that, like 38 years ago? A song cracked the top 10. It made it to number 9, and I think it might have peaked at number 9. I haven't confirmed that, but I know at least cracked the top 10. And when it did that, it created the oldest living songwriter, who was 95 years old at the time. Yeah, if you're thinking, I know what you're talking about, Moxster. Yeah. Taco, his cover of the Irving Berlin song, Putting on the Ritz, got to number 9 in 1983, making Irving Berlin the oldest living songwriter at the time. He was alive in 95.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz.
sitting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on their hits.
Pressing down the natural key and plays a little melody. Thank you.
Thank you. just lost the paper man, calling her name. She smiled for the camels, somebody got grabbed me. Her eyes were gone forever as they drove her away.
From his 1982 album, The Golden Age of Wireless, it's Thomas Dolby here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Europa and the Pirate Twins, kind of wrapping up what I would call a very synth-heavy set of music. I mean, I think you would agree, wouldn't you? Before the Thomas Dolby from 1996, the Moog Cookbook, or the Moog Cookbook, sorry. You knew I was going to do that. Robert Moog, if you were with us today, would have a birthday tomorrow. So tomorrow is the anniversary of his birth. Robert Moog invented the, I'll call him an electronics genius. He had his synthesizers and various keyboards and different things that he invented over the years. He was not in the cookbook. That was just some people who used his synthesizers to play some fun cover songs. Kraftwerk, speaking of synthesizers, Kraftwerk in there with Pocket Calculator. Oh, I should say 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Kraftwerk with Pocket Calculator. Ralph Hutter of Kraftwerk turning 75 years old today. And I started that entire set with Taco doing his version of the Irving Berlin pen, Putting on the Rich, which put Irving Berlin on the map as the oldest songwriter with a song in the top 10, as that song this week hit number 9 back in 1983 when Irving was still living and 95 years old. I'm still living and I'm pushing 95 years old, and I appreciate you listening to me. I'm the Mochster. My name is Paul. You can reach out to me with a request for a future show at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Happy to try to get your request out on the air in a timely manner. It's 23 minutes past your hour. That means you've got about 37 minutes before the top of the hour when we do a radio calendar, music calendar, let you know what's going on. And then in an hour and 37 minutes, we'll do a mock. We will do that. That's how the show goes. So I was listening to Mando Richard's show this past Wednesday. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's WRCT's folk show, bluegrass show, twangy show. I don't know what you want to call it. We'll see what he wants to call it. It's eclectic. And I learned that Nancy Griffith had passed away. So I reached out to Mando. And I said, Mando, did you hear the news? And he's like, yes, I've heard the news. Despite being older than you, Mochster, I am more in tune with the music societies via the internet. And it's true. Well, I was explaining to him that her version of From a Distance, a song written by Julie Gold, got stuck in my head immediately when I learned she passed. Always liked her version. It was better than Bette's. It was. And I first got it when I received it's kind of a rare compilation of her work back in 1991. So it's a 30-year-old compilation that I have, and that was on it. But a bunch of other songs were on it, too, because it was a compilation of her, of kind of the greatest hits, let's call it. And I learned so much more and found so many other great songs I love by Nancy Griffith. So since he played that and he played a couple other songs, I figured I would dive deep into a different well in my tribute to Nancy with one of my favorite songs of hers. It's called Drive-In Movies and Dashboard Lights. It's Nancy Griffith here on WRCT.
Sister had a crystal voice. She played a silver tone from a Montgomery ward. Bias songs in Monroe hair. She sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, saunter, tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Father waltzed her down the aisle, 'cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read, but if you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister's gone and she won't be home, 'cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Fraternity, where is she now? She's heavy up by and light on integrity. Someone should have told her, when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Mother, can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. A grown husband's gone away, and it's a shame, 'cause she had such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her truth from lie, all you told her was to smile. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. She now, backseat queen of paternity. Where is she now? She's heavy up by and light on integrity. Someone should have told her, when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboards.
Hollow gold, her lips a sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She's got Greta Garbo's standoff size. She's got Betty Davis size. She'll let you take her home, it whets her appetite. She'll lay you on the throne. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come up blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with the crumbs that she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to
to make a problem. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she smells you.
Certain kind of light that never shines on me. I want my life to be here with you, to live with you. There's a to do everything that I can, but what good will it do if I can't have you, if I can't have you? To love somebody the way I love you. Starry night
coyote call. And the howling winds roar. So I'll ride off to the old sundown.
Chicago's own Material Issue doing their take on Thin Lizzy's Cowboy Song, a song I had to play in celebration of today is the I think I did the math, the 72nd anniversary of Phil Lynott's birth, if you were with us today. And speaking of birth anniversaries, Sneaky Pete Kleinow of the Flying Burrito Brothers, his birthday would be today. And again, if he was with us today, he would be 87 years old. I played some Flying Burrito Brothers in there to love somebody. Yeah, the Burrito Brothers doing a Bee Gees tune. Hey, speaking of doing tunes, that was Jackie DeShannon before that doing Betty Davis Eyes. Her birthday's actually tomorrow. She turns 80 tomorrow. But she wrote that song. A lot of people don't realize the Kim Carnes song from the early 80s is a cover song. Jackie DeShannon originally wrote it and put it out, I think it was 1975, I'm going to say, actually, because I want to say it was 1974. But it was on the new arrangement that I think came out actually in September of 1975, the original version. Now, the version I just played for you came off of an album that came out in 2011 called When You Walk in the Room, and that's when she redid a bunch of her classic songs. And I like that version just stylistically better than her 1975 version, so I played that one. Started off everything with Nancy Griffith. You might have heard me mention we lost her a week ago. I believe she was only 68 years old. Played Drive-In Movies and Dashboard Lights. To get us where we are now, we got about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. I have plenty of time to get more music and more ramblings and more stuff in like that. And when I was deciding what Nancy Griffith song I should play, I had a couple suggestions and opportunities and thongs. Yes, I had thongs. Songs stuck in my head. And one is she has I believe two, but one is called Other People's Music 2 or something like that, which is her doing cover songs. And you're like, hey, Moxie, you didn't go to that one. And I didn't. But the first cover song on that album, I'm like, I'm going to play that song. And I'm going to play a cover of that cover, of a cover, of a cover. Okay, I think R.E.M.'s only covering the original. I'm talking about the Richard Thompson penned Wall of Death. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Time on the other ride, but this is the nearest to being. girl who insisted on touching my face. She told outrageous stories, I believe them, till the endings were changing from not touching me anymore. I'm together, I couldn't help it, I got hard. You can try your shipwrecked with this frog who was endlessly testing my faith. He made outrageous demands, I ignored him till I strapped on my bold feet and surfed him to shore. He's not touching me anymore. I'm together, I couldn't help it, it got hard. Try your life, but you can't change the unchangeably untogether. Me turning and straining to see. We threw outrageous parties, we were golden. Now the bird keeps a distance and I keep my speed. Sometimes there's no poison like a drain. Untogether, I couldn't help it, it got hard. You can dry your you can hold the impossibly untogether.
Say how, say. Greetings, listeners. This is Ken Stringfellow from the Posies, Big Star, R.E.M., and so many other things. You're listening to Vive le Moc on WRCT Pittsburgh.
That is Ken Stringfellow doing a cover of Bread with his version of Down on My Knees here on the Vive le Moc radio program. Before the Ken Stringfellow, how about some Hopscotch Army, a band out of the state of Indiana from the late 80s, actually. That came out in 1989, I believe. Save Me. Before that, Courtney Barnett teamed up with Kurt Vile, and they did a fantastic cover of the Belly song Untogether. One of my favorite Belly songs. That was not a single. It was a deep album track. And the fact that they covered it just warmed the cockles of my heart. And speaking of cockle warming, R.E.M. doing Richard Thompson's Wall of Death started off that entire set of music. Hey, we got a music and a radio calendar to get to soon, but I want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, they struggle with hunger. And as this COVID-19 outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger right here in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT. Hey, I got a mock that comes up in literally just over an hour. I'm going to let you know, let you a little secret. Tonight's mock, another alliteration mock. Last week, I did a flashback Moon Martin mock. This week, I'm doing a flashback Motley Crue mock. So it's a metal mock with Motley Crue. So that's alliteration, right? So that's going to come up in about an hour. I've got a music and a radio calendar coming your way in about, within a couple minutes. I got that coming up and more music. Background music has been a band called Vital Information. featuring Steve Smith. It's his birthday tomorrow. You might know Steve Smith as the drummer for Journey. Yeah.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. My name is Paul. And each and every week at this time, we do a little thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Before I get to the calendars, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibits, and their regular gallery hours are every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can just visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Let's turn our attention to those WRCT calendars I was talking about. We'll start off with the WRCT radio. I was going to say music, but nope. We're going to start with the radio calendar. Let you know some things that are happening. Like, through the 27th of this month, you can catch monster fish. Not literally catch them, but you can catch the exhibit. It's by the National Geographic Society, and it depicts the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish, as well as videos and hands-on activities. Again, this display is going on through the 27th of this month at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland. For more information, visit carnegiemnh.org. And speaking of these Carnegie museums, we've got lots of stuff going on at them. Like, for example, the exhibition Wildlife, which is bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Now, Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 1960s to the 2000s are actually paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. This is on display through January 9th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information at cmoa.org. While you're there, you can also check out The Fabricated Landscape. It's an exhibition presenting cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices, led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. That's at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland as well. That is on display through January 17th. Again, that website is cmoa.org. Don't forget about the Marisol and Warhol Take New York exhibit going on at the Andy Warhol Museum. Yeah, it's pairing this, you know, the Pittsburgh-based Marisol and the Paris-based Marisol and the Pittsburgh-based Warhol. Pop artist from the early 60s explores their parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, etc., etc. It's on display now through October 14th. No, I'm started on October 14th. It's on display through February 14th, so through Valentine's Day of 2022 at the Warhol Museum on the north side. More information at warhol.org. If you or your organization would like to include something on the WRCT radio calendar, you got to send it to us in an email. What is that address? Radio-calendar, not just radio. I don't know who gets that. Radio-calendar at WRCT.org. Let's turn our attention to that WRCT music calendar. Whew, still shows going on, and that's good. Snail Mail is at Mr. Small's on Wednesday, December 15th. Hot Mulligan is performing at the Thunderbird that day. On the 16th, on Thursday, Jessica Lee Mayfield is at the Club Cafe. Nico Moon is at Jurgles. And J. Roddy Walston is presenting Christmas to the Bone at the Thunderbird. on Thursday the 16th.